You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And a very warm welcome to everybody. This is the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by myself, Bobby Beavers. And we're in for a very special treat as well, because we've not just got one pundit on this podcast, we have got two. And the two pundits here are Andrew Mount and Chris Pimlott as well. Pimmers and Mounty, what more could we want? Good afternoon to you both.
Greetings, Bobby. How are you doing?
Very well. How are you?
Yes, not so bad. A long time.
Yes.
How you been?
Yeah, not too. I've not seen you for ages.
Yeah, I hear you're under the weather.
Yes.
Feeling better now?
Yeah, all good, thank you. Yeah, I've made a great recovery, thank you. Pim, is everything okay with you?
All good for me, really, yeah. All good. Glad to be in part of such an illustrious team in the shape of yourself and the Mountie Meister.
Well, unfortunately, the A team here will be split up shortly because I'm leaving at 2 p.m. But I've got a great replacement in Mr. Mark Walton. So all is good. Right then, before we get your selections ahead of racing tomorrow, I just want to have a quick look back at what we saw yesterday. And I want to talk about the race at Lingfield, the 6-10 last surprise, the winner at 2-1, beating the Godolphin odds on their Quiet Place at 8-11. Fashion Free, which was my nap of the day, was back in third at 10-1. Pimmers, last surprise then, nice winning debut, and I believe there's some good plans in place according to Simon Crisford.
Yeah, last surprise but no surprise. She was bred by a pal of mine, Gary Camage, so obviously they were hoping for the best. Mm-hmm. She's the first foal of the mare, Beta Tory.
Is he anything to do with the Camage trophy? Camage?
No. Right. No, he's Tiles.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah,
bit of a difference.
So,
yeah.
But we'd heard the vibes from this Crisford yard were very positive about her, and as I say, it came as no surprise. I think the only thing that did surprise a little bit was just in the easy fashion that she did it. You know, she did it very nicely, slightly green up the straight. But no, I think it was 72 grand well spent on behalf of the Crisford team. And word on the street is that she's more likely going to be bound for the Albany Stakes at Royal Ascot. So happy days, happy days.
She was drawn widest of all yesterday as well. I was impressed with the way she broke and stayed straight in the early stages and didn't duck out to her right as they sometimes can do when they're drawn on the outside of the field for their debuts. A very nice performance to win by 3.5 lengths, although Quiet Place, the Godolphin trained odds on favourite, is perhaps no great shakes, and I don't think that one's going to be with Saeed Bin Saroor for much longer.
And the other thing is, she didn't look to have an awful lot of scope, did she?
No.
The Godolphin horse. She was very small. You'd imagine the best of her we've seen, which is not very good, really. Yeah.
Just before we look ahead to the action tomorrow, I just want to quickly touch upon, gents, as well, about it was a very good day at the office at Bangor yesterday as well for trainer Donald McCain. He had a treble on the card. The first of his trebles came in the 3 o'clock with Secret Escape. He actually had the 1-2 there as well, because Wazowski what finished second, 1-2 there for Donald McCain. He also trained the winner of the 4 o'clock as well with Handy Hollow, and he took the last race on the card with the character, which was the 3-1 favourite.
And Bobby, pop quiz, what did those three Donald McCain trained Bangor winners have in common?
Oh, that's interesting.
Let me just have a little look at that.
Let me have a quick look. I'm just going to have a...
I mean, right. Obviously, the big thing...
Think about what sort of races they were running in.
McCain's horse, that's his local track, isn't it? Mm. So he's always keen to have success there. And I would imagine he has actually got a very, very good strike rate there. So let's have a quick look. He wins a handicap hurdle with one of 109. The next race is, again, a handicap hurdle, one with a mark of 106.
Getting warmer.
And the last race is another handicap hurdle, this time a conditional jockey's hurdle with a mark of 97. Yeah, so all handicap hurdles.
That's right. And in handicap hurdles at Bangor, since 2011, he's now 37 winners from 178 runners, 21%. A profit of almost £85 to a £1 level stake at SP. That's almost 50% on turnover. Now, those that have... had a recent run within the last 28 days have got an even better record. And you just back those, the 21% strike rate becomes almost 33%. 27 winners from 83 runners for a profit of over £106.
Oh, wow.
So that's definitely a system worth getting involved with. Over fences, not quite so good as he is in the hurdles at Bangor. But I think one of the keys is that Donald McCain runners like to race up with the pace. And all his winners yesterday were round the inside if they weren't leading, or at least in the first sort of two or three throughout. It can be hard to make ground from off the pace there on the hurdles track. So, definitely a trainer to side with at his local venue.
Yeah, and again, if you had a little punt yesterday, 10-1, 7-1, and 3-1. It was fairly rewarding odds on all three winners.
That's right, and the 3-1 shot, the character had been 10-1 and 9-1 in the morning.
Right.
So,
right.
A bit of a gamble there.
Yeah.
Was that former trained on the flat, that the character? Was it with
trained by Tom Dascombe.
Tom Dascombe, yeah.
He used to won at Haydock two or three times, I think.
Right, they're looking ahead to the racing on Thursday afternoon. Again, another busy Thursday as well. There's three flat meetings in the afternoon at Hamilton, at Haydock, and also at Ripon. Then tomorrow night, we've got a bit of a treat for everybody. There's all-weather action at Chelmsford, jumping action at Fosslass, and not forgetting a decent card over at Leopardstown as well, which includes a couple of listed races. You've got the Glen Cairn Stakes at 6:50. That's a listed race over a mile. And the King George V Cup as well, a listed race over a mile and a half. Mounty, I'll start with yourself for selections. Have we got a couple in the bag there? What are we thinking ahead of tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm looking at that 15-runner handicap at Haydock, the 4:10. They're calling the ground good to soft now, and that will certainly be up the street of Adam's Ale, number two in this race. A 10-year-old making his seasonal reappearance, but he's got a great record when fresh, when he's running on this sort of ground, and he's won three times from eight starts and a few places when he's had good to soft or slower going after a break of more than a month. So don't be surprised to see him run a big race on his comeback. Now, last year as a 9-year-old, first time out, he managed to win at Ripon on soft ground in a field of 20. He was 20-1 that day. He won by almost four lengths. Now, he only had two subsequent runs, and the last of those was when running at Ayr in the Bronze Cup. And that was probably a bit too competitive for him. So, the track will certainly suit, and I can see him going well at a price in that race. Giving his advancing years, he probably will be sort of 16-1 plus or thereabout.
How old is Adam Dale nowadays?
10 years old.
Yeah. Right, yeah. He has been around for a while, hasn't he?
That's right. I mean, in the same race, I'd certainly want to be with Show Palace as well, especially if there's more rain around. Now, Show Palace is a real mudlark. He's looking well handicapped now. He's running off a mark of 72 here. And his last win came at Ripon in the autumn of 2017 off a mark of 84. So he's £12 below his last winning mark. All his good runs have come on sort of good to soft or softer, ideally soft or heavy. If it does rain and it gets slower than the current good to soft, then Show Palace worth a saver. But I'll go with Adam's Ale in that 4:10 and hope the fresh angle is the way to go.
4:10 then at Haydock tomorrow. Adam's Ale for the Mountie. Have you got anything for us tomorrow, Mr. Pimlott?
Well, there's a really interesting conditions stakes over 6 furlongs up at Hamilton. Ground officially soft. Brando, Dujan Triumphant, Flying Irish, Lahore, Lamu, and Sands of Marley. Real competitive little race. I'm hoping the old timer, Brando, can bounce back to form. He is a course and distance winner in the past, and I'm hoping he can pick up a nice prize tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, because he ran a good race at Newmarket on his comeback, the race he'd won the previous year, and then he got beat at York, but he's never won at York. He's placed there a couple of times, but I don't think it's his track, really. So having won it, having run so well at Newmarket, back on a stiffer track like Hamilton, I think that's going to suit him. So I'd be interested in that one myself.
You know what is interesting though in that race as well, Pim, is if I can just put in there, but Sands of Marley for Richard Farhi and Barry McHugh. Of course, he won the Gimcrack a couple of years ago, and I actually interviewed Richard Farhi last year just before the start of the 2018 campaign, and I said to Richard, I said, give us a horse to look out for, from your yard, and he said Sands of Marley that won the Gimcrack for me. And I backed him a few times. And then the time I didn't back him is when he won the Champions Sprint on Champions Day at 28-1. The time I didn't back him is when he beat Harry Angel there. But I do think, we've not seen him, have we, since Maidan. But I do think Sansa Molly could go well also in that race as well. So shall we forecast ours together?
Well, why not?
Why not?
Why not, Bill?
Right, then, do tune in to William Hill Racing Radio tomorrow afternoon. It's live from 1:50. A cracking afternoon to enjoying the company of John Gibby, John Babb and Ross Briley.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.